Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, November 4, 2013, and today we are discussing the president's now infamous statement, quote, "If you like your plan, you can keep it," end quote. We learned from the Wall Street Journal's interviews with current and former Obama advisors, some on the record, some anonymous, that behind the scenes they discussed the line and debated what the president should say. Those who objected to the breadth of the president's promises were overruled by his political aides. The New York Times, in its lead editorial in the Sunday, November 3rd edition, said, quote, "Mr. Obama clearly misspoke when he said that. To the New York Times, I say, no, he clearly lied when he said that. His aides may have prepared the message, but he knew it was a lie, and it was his responsibility. He intentionally misled the American people. For his own political benefit, he led them down his garden path. That makes him a liar. They can see it. The American people are not forgiving or forgetful of these things. Now the whole world sees and knows him for what he really is. And apparently it's having its effect on the American relations with its closest allies. The New York Times can spin it any way it wants to, but allies see him now for what he really is. He has been exposed. If you like your plan, you can keep it. Just expose him to the world as a liar. It told Israel, Germany, France, Mexico, Brazil, many, many others, that he is not a man of his word. He can't be trusted. Neither should his threats and boasts be taken seriously. Couple that with the NSA spying allegations that he knew in 2010, if not earlier, that the National Security Agency was monitoring German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone along with the private communications of 34 other heads of state. It is a volatile mix for U.S. relations with the world in the future. How would the American people like it if we found out that close allies like Germany had been monitoring Barack Obama's cell phone? Angela Merkel was quoted as saying, quote, "Among close friends and partners, such as the Federal Republic of Germany and the United States have been for decades, such monitoring of the communications of a head of government simply must not occur. This would be a serious breach of trust. Such practices would have to be stopped immediately," end quote. The president's reaction to the NSA revelations has been typical of him. "I didn't know it was happening," he said. "The president's word is very, very important, and the peace of the world often depends on it. The enemies of the United States have to know that when the president says something, he will follow through with it. His lies and deceit have done irreversible damage to his integrity and his presidency, and no amount of crawling before the world's leaders will now heal them. One final thing to say, though, in defense of President Obama, the truth is that the National Security Agency probably monitors his cell phone, too. They know all about him. Perhaps that is an explanation for why he plays so much golf and takes so many vacations while leaving the presidency in the hands of bureaucrats and political aides. Trust, though, folks, trust, once lost, it's difficult, if not impossible, to ever regain. At least that's the way I see it. Monday, November 4th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.